Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Is corporal punishment necessary for a child?
我们来思考一个问题，就是体罚对小孩是必要的吗？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言22章15节。
Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15.
箴言22章15节，愚蒙迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以远远赶除。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这一节经文的意思。
Folly. Folly. F-O-L-L-Y.
Folly 就是愚昧、愚蒙。F-O-L-L-Y. 愚昧。愚昧怎么样呢?
Is bound up in the heart of a child. Bound. B-O-U-N-D. Bound. Up.U-P, up.
Folly, 愚昧, is bound up. Bound up 就是包裹住。包住在哪里叫做 bound up? B-O-U-N-D, 空格 U-P, bound up. 愚昧包在哪里呢?
In the heart of a child.
In the heart of a child. 愚昧、啊、好像包在一个孩子的心里 in the heart, 在那个心 of a child, 一个小孩的心里有愚昧，所以中文圣经翻译成愚蒙迷住孩童的心。
But the rod, rod, R-O-D, rod.
But, 就是但是呢 the rod 就是杖。或者是棍子、哦、叫做 rod, R-O-D, 就是要打人打小孩的这个棍子或者是杖叫做 rod, R-O-D.
Of discipline, discipline, D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E, discipline.
The rod, 这个棍子呢 of discipline, discipline 就是管教。D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E Discipline 管教 The rod of discipline 就是管教的杖会怎么样呢
Will drive it far from him Drive D-R-I-V-E Drive
管教的杖呢 Will 将要 Drive it Drive 就是赶出赶逐的意思驱赶的意思 D-R-I-V-E Will drive it 会把 it I-T 代名词指的就是这个 folly 愚昧的心愚昧的部分可以把它从小孩的心赶出来 Drive it far from him Far 就是远远的 From him、啊、从他、啊、这个愚昧的小孩的心里面把这个、愚昧赶除所以这下半段中文圣经翻译成用管教的杖可以远远赶除
Now let's read the scripture together
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文
Folly is bound up in the heart of a childBut the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15.
箴言二十二章十五节，愚蒙迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以远远赶除。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间咯。
Is corporal punishment necessary for a child?
体罚对小孩是必要的吗？
Most of society today is against corporal punishment for children.
现今的社会大部分的人都反对对小孩实施体罚。
They say that the effects are limited and may cause long-term negative effects.
他们说，体罚的效果很有限，而且会造成长久的负面的影响。
However, some parents may still use some moderate spanking to discipline their children.
然而，有一些的父母还是会用一些，轻微的处罚或者是体罚来管教他们的孩子。
If done with consistency and love, it can help our children grow positively.
其实体罚如果是原则一致的话，而且是在爱中来进行的话，是可以帮助我们的孩子在正面积极上来成长。
When children continue to be defiant,
当孩子呢、好像持续变得很悖逆。
Spanking may be a means for children to see their errors.
管教可能是不得不用的方法，能够让孩子看见自己的错误。
As children mature, this type of discipline can be phased out.
当孩子们越来越成熟、这样的管教的方式就可以废除了，就可以不要用了。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
现在最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15.
箴言二十二章十五节，愚蒙迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以远远赶除。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会。